Como Pablo.
Timbuktu's main post office lacks both windows and doors. The only furniture inside the low brick building is a desk where the city's only postman and head of the post office, Usman Maiga, keeps post and rubber stamps. In the adjoining room, the mail, letters, bills and debt collection demands pile up in the post boxes. So many people fled during the crisis, Maiga says, they haven't returned to pick up their mail.
We have been abandoned by the state. For a long time, I didn't even bother to open the office. No one was sending any letters or postcards anymore. I decided to reopen the post office. Then, a couple of months ago, the guide came by with his cards. He brought the office back to life.
The Islamist occupation in 2012 put a definite stop to tourism in northern Mali. In Timbuktu, the young men that used to guide tourists along the city's sandy streets found themselves without work. Ali Niali is one of these former guides. Last year, Ali, together with American Phil Pauletta, launched Postcards from Timbuktu, an initiative that lets anyone send a postcard from the edge of the Sahara Desert. Pauletta, who runs a hostel in the capital Bamako, came up with the idea to send postcards from Timbuktu when he received a card from the United States in Bamako. Later that day, Pauletta ran into Ali Niali, who was visiting from Timbuktu.
He was in Bamako, and the idea came to me to do a project involving postcards coming from Timbuktu, which for a lot of people, especially in the United States, it's a place that is basically imaginary. It's like this imaginary frontier town on the desert from some ancient time. A lot of people don't know that it's actually a real town, that people live there now.
The objective to send postcards from Timbuktu, Pauletta explains, was twofold.
So that was one aspect of the project, was sending postcards from this far-off place and giving people the opportunity to receive a tangible piece of, a unique piece of mail that might be special to them. And the second part of it was a way to work with Ali and help get a little bit of cash in his pocket as a former tourist guide.
In Timbuktu, Ali and a team of former guides writes the customers' messages on the cards before Ali hops on his motorbike to Maiga's office. The cards then travel to the National Post Office in Bamako, where they begin their international journey, a trip that can take several weeks, sometimes months, says Ali Niali.
Some people make up a story from Timbuktu. People who haven't had the possibility to visit but want to send a greeting from Timbuktu. Others write about the history of Timbuktu. Again, it's people who haven't had the chance to visit. Now, at least, they can send a postcard.
Occupied in 2012 by jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic Maghreb, ACMI, Timbuktu was liberated during a French military intervention in February 2013. 3 years on, the stalemate following the peace agreement signed in Algiers last year between the government and Tuareg separatist groups, former allies of the jihadists, and the chronic lack of government authority in the northern regions has reinforced ancient conflicts. As a historic and World Heritage cultural site, Timbuktu did have a relatively busy tourism sector, Niali says.
As a tour guide, you know, everybody knows, that tourists don't come here anymore. And that's not just in Timbuktu.
Despite the deployment of 12,000 UN peacekeepers and the return of the country's armed forces, the violence is escalating at an alarming rate, allowing new armed groups to flourish and launch attacks in Mali's center and south and neighboring countries.
For tour guides like me here in Timbuktu, there's no work. Some work with the UN or other organizations, but me at the moment, I don't have a job.
Guides like Ali rely solely on the UN and NGOs for work, but that's not enough for everyone. That's why half of the proceeds from the postcard business goes directly to Ali and his team of scribes. And in a local post office, Timbuktu's only postman is busier than ever. Katrina Höje, RFI, Timbuktu.